traffic cameras and lots of people coming to New Haven. Let's talk to Mayor Elker. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Good. So the traffic cameras, is that a done deal now?
Legally, it's a done deal, although we still have some steps to take. The state has to approve our plan, and that'll take a little while. And then we have to go out to RFP and identify the vendor and install them. So we're expecting them to be installed at best in early of next year.
Okay.
It's like cable, sometime between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m.
and maybe 4 or 5 p.m.
Right. Wait all day for nothing.
How many are you going to have?
We're going to have 19 cameras. There's going to be 11 red light cameras and then 8 speed cameras. And they're, you know, spread out across the city, concentrated in intersections where there's a history of red light running or speeding and crashes.
Gotcha.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't like it, but it makes sense.
As I recall, you guys didn't like it, and I was wondering why you didn't like it, and I suspect it's because maybe you run red lights or speed in New Haven.
Okay, you got me.
I don't run red lights in New Haven.
No, those cameras.
No, just in Milford.
But everybody speeds. Is it going to be 1 mile an hour? How many?
I think it's 10 miles above, 10 miles above the speed limit, but I can't remember the exact number.
Okay.
10's not bad.
You know, the whole goal here is to get people to drive safely and obey the law.
Right.
And, you know, around the state right now, we have all kinds of problems with fatalities related to vehicles. We just had this past weekend in New Haven, as I'm sure you saw.
Yeah.
Two people that were apparently drag racing, one of them crashed into an 18-wheeler.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's a real problem. We're trying to fix it. And if people just obey the law, we wouldn't have to do this kind of stuff.
I know. I think part of it, and this is not your deal, but when the state stripped the police of their powers and redid that whole deal, the cops just don't want to interact with the public now.
Yeah.
And so now... Yeah. We kind of know that, so I think we're emboldened to kind of speed and do nutty stuff.
Yeah.
Perhaps. I think the New Haven police have been really good. We've actually increased our traffic units, the motorcycles that go around pulling people over and giving out a lot more tickets. And they've been I'm really proud of how much New Haven police are very good at engaging with residents in a positive way, finding positive outcomes, but also holding people accountable when we can. We still have work to, you know, I think we all still have work to do there.
Yeah.
But I think we made a lot of progress.
How much are the fines?
I should have brushed up before I talked to you guys. I think
it's 50 for the first one, 75 for every one after.
Thank you. I should have asked you.
Yeah, I want to act like I'm learning something here. I'm not really learning anything, but I want to act like I am.
The student became a teacher here.
What happens if you don't pay?
It's similar to a traffic ticket. We'll try to track you down, but it's similar to similar to a parking ticket. So the camera takes a picture of your license, and you know, we'll find the owner of the car. We can't find the driver of the vehicle because we don't know, you know, it could be someone driving your car.
Yeah.
And so similar to if you park it at a parking meter and your time runs over, you'll be treated the same way, that you'll get a ticket in the mail.
You know, you're probably not going to get a good picture of a plate if someone's going 130 miles an hour. So the real problem here isn't going to be solved by these traffic cameras.
Yeah.
Also,
so I hope you're not encouraging people to go 130 miles an hour.
No.
How fast do you have to go to avoid this camera?
I think 70.
So a lot of people have those black tint things over their plates.
Yeah.
Are the New Haven police now going to have to pull people over and give them tickets for that? Because if not, you're not going to get their plates.
Yeah, remove them.
I mean, there's the ability for the police to ensure that people have, if there's tinted windows or other things like that, they can, but they typically don't pull people over for those type of instances.
Right.
I don't think I haven't seen a lot of instances of people having their plates covered. But if that becomes a problem, I think we'll deal with it.
Right, because that's the first thing I thought of.
Yeah.
Look, I don't speed through New Haven.
No.
I don't roll lights.
Are you sure? Yeah.
There's no place to speed in your town.
You know, I just put a lot of miles on trying to find a parking spot.
Yep.
But besides that, I come in when it's busy.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
The problem is you don't live here, guys. If you lived here, you wouldn't need a car.
I got you.
Nah, yeah, that's true.
I like having one, but thank you.
I think that, like, if I did live in New Haven, that would be my next deal. I would put a really black tinted piece of plastic over my plate.
Right.
I mean, that's a problem with the not just the cameras, but if a police officer wants to pull you over otherwise, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I presume there's a very clear law that you have to have your plate visible.
There is, but there's enough of these going around that...
I heard
you. But, you know, that's a problem down the road.
Yeah, you can actually take, like, Pam cooking spray and you spray your license plate obscures in the camera.
That's for the tolls.
Yeah.
I
imagine it works for the camera, too,
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Just want to say I really appreciate you guys giving the public kinds of ideas on avoid our...
He's right, you know, there's this thing called the internet. We're not geniuses here.
He's writing down, I got to get some Pam cookies right for my car. It's really embarrassing if I got
the mayor spraying the mayoral vehicle right now with Pam.
Putting some black tint over it, yep.
Yeah, then the stolen cars, that'll be a whole other thing. You get your car stolen and then salt in the wound when you get the bill for...
All the red lights that ran, the speed
red
cameras,
lights and the speeding.
Yeah, that sucks.
Just to be clear, there's an adjudication process, and so you can pass the ticket.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So when you have pizza in New Haven, where does the mayor go?
I cycle through. I know that sounds like a political answer.
It is a political
answer. You're good.
All right, so you got Pepe Sally's, Modern Bar. Are there others that you'd like to recommend?
Yeah, 163 is around the corner from my house. We go there a lot with my kids. Nolo is fantastic as well. Abates, it's so sad we lost them. So there's a ton of pizza places in New Haven. And I think oftentimes people just talk about Pepe's and Sally's and Modern, but not all the other really tasty places out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of good New Haven pizza.
Zanelli's.
There's
Zanelli's
one that
is new on the block, relatively new, but they're really good.
This isn't New Haven style, but it's been in New Haven forever. Town Pizza. They used to deliver to when I did the night show in like 1990.
Wow. Been around for a while.
And they were around way before that.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a good place as well.
Yeah. So.
Do you guys have a favorite yourself?
You know, I'm Pepe's or Modern.
Yeah. I'm mostly Pepe's.
Only because I went to Sally's.
Yeah.
And they just yell at all the customers.
Yeah.
Now, this is the old original Sally's.
Right. It was part of their charm.
And it was run down. I was like, hey, whatever.
Yeah, no. If I get yelled at, stay here.
Pepe's makes me feel like they want me to be there.
Yes.
And the pizza's great.
Yep.
And then Modern, you know, Billy is tremendous.
Yep.
You can't go wrong.
The mashed potato pie, amazing.
No, here's the thing with Bar. You got to eat it fast because that does not, once it cools, it's...
I got no problem with that.
Yeah.
I got no problem
That's
with that.
That's true. I've seen you eat.
Yep. I'm like a dog.
Thank you, Mayor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.